Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Donna Donald, and she is an Iowa State University Extension Family Life Specialist. Good morning to you, Donna.
Good morning to you.
Donna, I saw some information about a new program that I think sounds pretty exciting. It's called Science of Parenting. And I understand you can people can participate in many different ways, whether you're a parent, grandparent, anybody who works with children. It's for you, right?
That's correct. Science of Parenting is Extension's program to be able to help parents find their way through that maze of all the information about parenting. Parenting can be fun, it can be enjoyable, but it certainly can be stressful, and there's no lack of advice being given to parents.
And you speak not only from a research-based specialist in Iowa State University, you also speak from personal experience as well as the other folks that are involved with this. And I think that's a plus.
Right. Well, I'm a mom. I'm a grandmother. You know, it's kind of like been there, done that, heard it, seen it, and know how difficult it is
to
really be the parent that people want to be.
Probably the most rewarding job in the world, but also sometimes the most frustrating job.
Correct. And so what we have done with Science of Parenting is to have a web-based site where we can provide reliable, research-based information in a very user-friendly format and in a fun way also. Mm-hmm. And we have several parts to it. But everything originates from the website. And so that would be, I guess, the first thing I'd want to share with you is that website address.
Yes, do that, please.
And it is blogs.extension.iastate.edu/scienceofparenting.
Okay, could we also Google, you know, do a search somewhere so we don't have all that stuff?
Right. If you would go to the Iowa State University Extension webpage, the blogs are on an easy access place there, or just Google Science of Parenting. There are other things that show up, but this is Science of Parenting.
Okay, good point, because sometimes we don't get all those other things
right.
in there. And
Okay,
once you found it, of course, it'll be easy to go back to it. But that first time around, you may need to push a couple buttons, and then you'll be there.
Correct.
Yes.
So what you will find there is each month we pick a theme. And for instance, this month's theme for January is corporal punishment, or that controversial topic of spanking or not spanking. So we start the month with a podcast, which is about 5 minutes, and it's something that you can listen to on your computer. You can download it if you use iTunes, listen to it in your car, wherever. But that sets the stage for the month's conversation, and within that podcast, we share some of the most recent and relevant research about the topic. And then each week we have a blog posting that takes off on a piece of what we've shared on the podcast. And those blogs are written by myself and a coworker, Lori Hayings. And we both have different perspectives. She's a younger mother and a professional, and I'm at the other end of the spectrum. And so we end up with some quite interesting blogs, and it is a sort of blog where people can, we want them to respond back to us and share their viewpoints and have a conversation going.
And this, they could ask questions as well as sharing
right.
their viewpoint
right.
and get a response
right.
back. Okay.
And they don't have to agree with us. That's for sure. We don't always agree with each other. But that's the fun of a blog.
Yes. And, of course, every situation is different, so there probably is no one right answer. And that's part of that questioning, I think, about parenting is, you know, every child's different.
Every child is different. And then just to, when you're on the web page and you might think, okay, well, she just told me what it is for this month, but how do I know what's been done? Well, there are several ways. The easiest way is there's always that little search window where you could just type in a word like spanking or school or divorce or whatever it might be, and then what will pop up on your screen is the various blogs and podcasts related to that topic. There's also down along the side a menu, there's a listing of topics and categories, and you can click on those and find information that way. Or there's an actual, like a library archives of each month, and you could guess, okay, September, they're probably talking about something relating to school, and I'd click on that. So it's real easy once you get on the page to be able to go back and find everything that we've done, because all the blogs, all the podcasts, all of that is archived. So it's always there.
Always there. And I think once you get to that website and use it a couple times, it'll be really easy. And one of the advantages, of course, you can do that any time, day or night.
And that's why parents like it. We also have another piece to it. You can follow on Twitter if you like to tweet. Science of Parenting is being followed and tweeted about. And then we do quarterly webinars. And those are a little longer, they're an hour, and we do them in the evening from 8 to 9, so after you've put the younger kids to bed, supper's over, you can sit down with a cup of coffee and tune in to the webinar. And the one we did in the fall was about helping your kids succeed in school, and we will be doing the next one March 14th, and it will delve into probably the most popular topic for parents, and that is discipline. But the twist that we will take to it is how children's temperament also impacts discipline and how you interact with your kids.
Again, those differences in children.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, and so there's lots of parts here, Donna.
Lots and lots of parts. And the other cool thing is it's all free.
That was going to be my next question. No cost. Amazing. That's amazing for all of this great information and knowing that it's research-based. Because like you said, there's lots of articles, lots of books, lots of information out there. And so I guess this is one more, but you know that it's research-based and coming from people who are professionals. Now, who does the podcast?
Lori and I do the podcast. I usually write the scripts, and she's the voice.
Okay.
It's a wonderful voice for
audio. And do you ever involve other specialists, other people with expertise?
On occasion, we do. Just recently, it's been the two of us, but we do have, on occasion, guest speakers or guest bloggers.
Mm-hmm.
And we're planning some more of that in the year ahead.
I think I saw on the website, it was Dr. Gentle. Is that right? Gentle? I may have the wrong name. The bullying expert.
Yes.
And he was on it. And some people may remember that we interviewed him about bullying. And so you've pulled him in to do some special things, too. So you never know maybe who the next person's going to be that you pull in.
That's correct.
Sounds exciting, Donna. How do you keep up with all this? I mean, this is you have to pay attention to this all the time.
Well, I think back to earlier years when I was doing radio programs twice a week and I was writing weekly news columns, and it's the same sort of concept, mm-hmm. only now we're doing it online,
mm-hmm.
and we're doing it in a format that people like to access, and it's on demand. I mean, it, like you say, if I can't sleep and I'm up at 1 o'clock surfing the web, I can look at things then, or I can listen to it in my car when I'm driving.
Now, this is statewide, so if anybody has a question about it besides going online, they could check with their local extension office?
Yes, they sure could.
Okay.
And it is, of course, accessible to people beyond Iowa.
Yes, just what I was going to say. It's not just statewide. It's anybody in the world.
Because we have people who say, well, my daughter lives in Illinois or Kansas or Texas. Well, they can access the same information. One of the words that, it's a new word, one of those made-up words is InfoGlut. Mm. And that's what we have with all of the wonders and the positives that have come from our electronic age. That can also be the downside. Yeah. And we're trying to take some of that away and help you find your way through the maze. If you start researching information about any topic relating to parenting, you will find literally thousands of responses and sites and places that you could go. And we're sifting through that for you.
Okay, so we know that we can go to that Iowa State University as our source. And again, just search Science of Parenting. I think you'll find that. Check in at your local extension office if you'd like. And we want to thank you very much, Donna Donald, who is an Extension Family Life Specialist, for visiting with us today.
It was my delight to do so. Thank you.
Until next time, here's a thought. Life, and probably parenting is included, is a continuous process of getting used to things we hadn't expected.